on my fucking door with some bullshit for 5 minutes. At 5:01, I'm getting in that ass.
It's 5:01 with Jordan Kurtz.
Last Saturday night at UFC 278, Leon Rocky Edwards, with the head kick heard around the world, pulled off the upset of the year, potentially, in the men's welterweight division by unseating what many believe as the men's pound-for-pound king currently in Kamaru, the Nigerian Nightmare Usman. Now, this was a tale and a moment that, in my opinion, shows that MMA is the greatest competition on planet Earth. In no other competition realm can you say that you are going to get dominated for 99% of that contest and still come out with a victory, getting your hands raised. Leon Edwards' life forever changed in that one moment. That just goes to show you the power of the perseverance of somebody like Leon Rocky Edwards, who has had to undergo tremendous adversity all throughout his entire life. And then also, as mentioned in that contest, losing all 24 minutes up to that point. But one thing that is worth noting was that Leon primed and set that kick up from the very beginning of the contest by landing and at least showing and flashing multiple kicks to the body of Kamaru Usman. Now, once that fifth round came, and after an incredible corner moment from his team that was very reminiscent of the infamous Apollo Creed speech saying, "Come on, Rock," he goes out there with an inspired effort in that fifth round and finds a way to prevail despite what the odds may have said. I never thought that the day would come when Leon Rocky Edwards would have 12 pounds of gold wrapped around his waist in the UFC. Never thought that it would happen, especially while there was a guy like Kamaru Usman who dominated him in the first fight back in 2015 the way that he did. I was wrong. I also, along with many other people out there, counted him out on that particular night as far as the betting line, the attention that he was getting, all of those things. I stand corrected, because you know who didn't buy into any of that? You know who didn't listen to what the critics had to say or think about, oh, well, I'm getting minimal views or minimal engagement throughout my championship fight week? The one person that didn't listen to all of that was the one person that mattered, and that was Leon Rocky Edwards. Congratulations to Leon for pulling off a victory that is probably going to be recognized as one of the top feel-good moments and comebacks within a title fight in all of MMA history. One, already as it exists, but also going forward. I also have to give a nod of respect and kudos to Kamaru Usman, who was able to recognize the beauty in the moment, and he was able to congratulate Leon for being able to get the best of him right then and there at that time and become the new champion. It's all great stuff. There's a 1-1 series now. Obviously, that sets the stage for a massive trilogy fight between the two of them that's likely going to take place early 2023, just based off of the way that the UFC schedule has already been booked up. Obviously, Kamaru needs just a little bit of time, you know, 60, 90 days, whatever that may be, from the knockout for him to recover and get his wits back about him. But, guys, that is going to be an incredible matchup to see for that third fight. You have someone in Kamaru who now he realizes that he is mortal. He is human. And yes, I realize that he had the one loss early in his career going into that fight, but the reign that Kamaru had been on was nothing short of spectacular. I mean, when we're talking in the UFC, only a guy like Anderson Silva still having that pristine 16-fight streak, that's something that is not very easy to come by to string win after win after win. Most people only have a small 2 to 3 year window to go on that run and to make the most money that they possibly can winning those big fights. Someone like Kamaru, who's been able to extend that opportunity and continue to do so for fight after fight after fight,
short time,
being a nightmare, it's rare. Congratulations to Leon Rocky Edwards and his team. Looking forward to seeing what the rematch has. You are an inspiration to the world.
Thank you so much for watching. Please hit that like, share, and subscribe button. That helps us continue to produce this original MMA content and bring it for you every single week. Tune in to the MMA Plug presented by DenverSportsBetting.com on 98.1 FM, Mile High Sports Radio on Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m.
or live stream at DenverSportsBetting.com/radio.